This dope was behind it. He stopped it? He stopped it after he started it. He's been fired after he was charged with beating his wife following a swingers party. Richard Trask. His firing sparked questions about agent misconduct and whether as many as 12 informants were driving the alleged conspiracy. Of course he was. How do you think these guys operate? They're fucking scumbags. Lying is part of the tradecraft. It's amazing. You lie to the FBI, you go to jail. They lie to you, no problem. And therein lies one of the major problems with the criminal justice system in this country, especially on the federal side. This guy looks like a maniac. He looks like a carnival strongman. He's got no hair, he's got a full beard and mustache, and he's all muscled up at the gym. The only thing missing is like the old 1910 barbell. Looks like a real maniac. Trask was fired after awaiting trial on a charge of assault with intent to do great bodily harm and allegations that he smashed his wife's head against a nightstand and choked her out after a dispute stemming from their attendance at a swingers party. Trask was also moonlighting as a personal trainer. There's no mention if he was actually one of his clients with Christopher Ray's hair. Somebody has to train Christopher Ray's fucking Hawaii 5-0 wave. Another FBI fool on the Kool-Aid. Who knows? Personal training? Shots of himself at the gym. This guy's a real winner. Let's give this guy a piss test. You give everybody else a piss test. Why don't you give your own? Oh, you wouldn't do that, right? You might be on. Of course, we tracked a number of different social media posts by Trask, who called the former President Donald Trump a douchebag and a piece of shit. So you think maybe he had a little bit of an axe to grind and going after Trump supporters, people on the right wing. There's nothing like showing your true colors, right? But that's okay. He was a pride and joy. He was given an accommodation for his work on the Whitmer kidnap case. Of course, the Detroit News has taken it. The Detroit News has blown it up. And it's no longer a Whitmer kidnapping case. It's Whitmer kidnapping case and attempted murder. They threw that in just out of fucking nowhere because they're the Detroit News and they suck. Anyway, so that's going on. We'll stay on top of that as we are staying on top of it. But I have to tell you, that's trouble for that case. And a D.C. bar reinstates Russia collusion hoax lawyer. The D.C. bar sent a powerful message to attorneys considering abusing their power for partisan political reasons. They have your back if you play the right game and for the right team. And he did. Kevin Kleinsmith. This is the only person to plead guilty, be charged in any way with Barr's and Durham's probe of FBI misconduct. A low-level guy who was there a couple years, a lawyer, pled out to a shit charge, got slapped on the wrist, lost his license to practice law for a couple weeks, basically, and boom, he's right back in business. He can hang a shingle. There you go. That falls under the category of you be the patsy, you be the fall guy, and we'll take care of you on the back end, Kleinsmith, Kevin Kleinsmith. Oh, who said that? Who said that was going to be just the way it was? I'll give you a name, me. Well, everybody else was saying, this is the first one. This is the first domino to fall. They're all going to jail. I said, you people are smoking banana peels. I didn't know at the time what they were really smoking, this crew, was Parmesan cheese and rug fiber with Hunter Biden, apparently. Nobody's going to jail, I said. No one's getting in trouble. You don't understand how the game is played. They're laughing at you. There's a protection racket, etc., etc., etc. You know where I stand on this. But Durham, trust Durham. Trust these guys. Stop it. Go back to the kiddie table and settle down before Payne throws another hot roll at your fucking head to shut you up. Speaking of dinner at the kiddie table, little hungry heart. Of course, this is going to be my COVID album. I'm changing it on behalf of the big pharma companies to Inflamed Heart. Myocarditis, pericarditis. Baltimore Jack, he went out for a jab and we never came back. Like a river, I don't know where it's going. I took a jab and the blood stopped flowing. It just comes easy. Everybody's got an inflamed heart. Put down your money and watch it start. Everybody's got an inflamed heart. This is going to be my producers. Tell me this could be one of the biggest hits of the year. Yes, I have to be a smartass. I'm sorry. Just to cope, man, with the insanity. Under the category of sending Fauci over the edge, only 53 people got a COVID vaccine at the Missouri State Fair. They set up a booth there, right? Step right up, folks. Step right up. Poison yourself. One night only. Two nights only. Spin the wheel of death. In a push to get Missourians vaccinated, a surprising fact came out of the Missouri State Fair, which offered free vaccines to attendees this year. Just step right up, folks. See if you can guess your weight. Well, we'll guess your weight now, and then we'll have to guess your weight later after you get sick. The fair was back after being canceled last year due to the scamdemic, with concerts and carnivals. At the fairground, attendees could find COVID tests and vaccines all over the place, free. But of the 300,000 people that came out to the state fair, fewer than 0.02% of fairgoers rolled up their sleeves. Fail. Terrible fail. Feel bad for those 53 people. I'll give a message for them. Where is it? Is it back on here again?
You fucked up. You trusted us.
Good luck.
You fucked up. You trusted us.
It's on a roll now. It's taking on a life of its own. They really fucked up. It's a double play. So that's good. You know, the media makes it sound like everybody's getting these jabs. Everybody's doing their part. No, they're not. They're not stupid people. Okay? There's a lot of smart people in Missouri and beyond. They don't want you to know that, though. Right? Unlike the zombies that are out there lining up and lining their kids up. How far are we in? Half an hour or more? 40 minutes? I don't know where we're at. I need a drink of water, I'll tell you that. But we'll hold off on that. As we rock and roll here with a few other stories, we're working on a lot of different things for you on pain.tv. Hey, we got the app coming out. Oh, man, I'm psyched for that. You should see this thing. It's really slick. The pain.tv app. I'll let you know when that's out. The guys told me, don't get too aggressive and tell folks and promise too much. You know, we're working on it. I said, I'm not promising. I'm saying it's coming out. I'm excited. I said, well, don't be so excited. You're putting pressure on us. And I said, the young bucks, I said, welcome to the workforce. Welcome to the workforce, man. You know, now that we're a couple days past 9/11, the hysteria and everything. I say hysteria because when I see like Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton and the Obamas and the Bidens parading around like they give a shit, that kind of hysteria, right? When I see a war criminal like Bush get up there and talk about people who were at the Capitol on January 6th are jihadists, I say to myself, these fucking people, I don't know what they're doing, what kind of drugs they're on. They have to be on some kind of drugs or they're literally out of their minds. Maybe a combination. All the ceremonies and the memorials and everything. One thing that always seems to fly under the radar, perhaps it's a bad analogy given 9/11, but we'll talk about it anyhow. It's not intentional. One thing that seems to escape scrutiny, perhaps is a better way of putting it, is on September 10th, 2001, then U.S. Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld disclosed that the DOD was unable to account for roughly $2.3 trillion worth of financial transactions. The next day, the United States sustained massive terrorist attacks that changed the world. And also pushed these startling revelations under the rug. And anybody who's been around and covered government, been part of government, knows that whenever an account discrepancy like this occurs, it's $2.3 trillion with a T. It's customary to make what's called an undocumentable adjustment. It's similar to when your checkbook balance is off by, say, 10 bucks and you add or subtract that amount to make everything balance within the bank. In 1999, we go back 2 years prior to that, the amount the Pentagon adjusted was 8 times the Defense Department budget for that year. It was 1/3 greater than the entire federal budget. And now you're understanding why they can leave $100 billion worth of equipment and weaponry in Afghanistan, because they do it all the time. Because that $2.3 trillion worth of transactions that Rumsfeld for some reason came out of his mouth, that 2.3 trillion actually ended up being about 6 or 7 trillion from the Department of Defense. According to the Office of the Inspector General, by 2015, the OIG tagged it as about 6.5 trillion. And that was just for the U.S. Army that was missing under the Department of Defense. A professor of economics at Michigan State University, Mark Skidmore, did a better calculation. He took the numbers, he took the data, and he determined that there was about $21 trillion in unsupported adjustments reported by the Department of Defense and HUD between 1998 and 2015, $21 trillion. That's about 65,000, 70,000 for every American. Remember I tell you folks, follow the money? Well, when we follow the money, you find the damnedest things. Where did the money go? It's gone. It's gone. That doesn't even include the $7 billion that was missing in Hillary Clinton's State Department. You got $21 trillion in unsupported adjustments. Who cares about $7 trillion when you got $7 trillion? Yeah, who cares about $7 trillion when you're talking 21? But who cares about $7 billion under Hillary Clinton? Probably more. Why don't we talk about that? The day after Rumsfeld discloses this. Actually, he just pulled the curtain back so you could see what was going on. And then the shit hit the fan. Of course, perhaps we'll do a whole show on that because there's so much more to it. But I want to put that out there. America's missing money. Eye on the news. I'll put the link up. I wrote something a couple years ago. I was pulling from the notes there. Terrence Levick is a physician who graduated from the University of Colorado School of Medicine in 72. The residency in the Army at Fort Lewis, Washington, spent most of his career doing emergency medicine in Kentucky and Tennessee. He broke these things down. The federal government can't account for $21 trillion at that time, during the time frame and that includes what Rumsfeld said and beyond, and here we are. You're Such a Fucking Fake by the Five Finger Death Punch, and it looks like a lot of these guys in government have been doing a five-finger discount, stealing from you on a regular basis. For folks who don't understand the size of $21 trillion, right now they say our entire national debt is, of course, it's not necessarily representative of unfunded liabilities, but roughly $29 trillion. And you understand why you will never get ahead when you have a massive leak in your financial system, bleeding money faster than you can print it. And the annual budget to run the entire government in the United States is about $3 trillion last time I looked. So $21 trillion. Of course, it's more than $21 trillion if we... I'll just do a quick... what was the last year of that? 2015. Let's see how much $21 trillion was worth in 2015. Plenty of jokers and thieves. Thieves. If we added this up and we went back through all the years and we adjusted for inflation at the time through the different years, we come up with about $31 trillion from that $21 trillion. Maybe more. I just did a quick calculation. Looking at different inflation rates from different years, for instance, 2010 inflation rate 1.64%, etc. If we just did it by, of course, the inflation rate now is about 5.2%. So you can see the big difference between 2010 and now, we're 5.25% inflation. If you add it all up, the amount of money missing, adjusted for inflation, would be a little bit more than, I think, a little bit more than the current national debt, total national debt, being $30 trillion, $31 trillion, depending on how you chop it up. That's why it's a significant fucking story. You understand? I'm not sure if it'll all come out in my lifetime. I think eventually it will come out. But for right now, you have to look even deeper to the story, even though it's 20 years later. Don't get caught up in the George Bushes of the world and the fucking bad off-Broadway play that he's got going, and other people as well. Now, let's see what's in the news tonight. Did I play all the videos? I hate to bring you folks down. I know you're all pumped up from waving your red, white, and blue pom-poms. It really is a damn disgrace of the human lives that these guys mow over on a regular basis with all their different schemes. They have no regard for human life. They have no regard for parents. Killing, whacking, wiping out parents. Kids left to pick up the pieces. Widows, etc. I mean, look at the Secretary of State today. We showed you. He didn't give a shit. We're talking about wiping out a man's entire family. The wrong guy. He was part of ISIS-K. We got him. You wiped out an aid worker carrying water, you fucking morons. There's no remorse. There's no remorse. These generals. I would anticipate we're going to talk about Milley tonight. That fat sweat. So we'll save some of commentary. These guys sleep like babies. They're psychopaths. You look at these guys. They're nuts. They think that they're fucking saving the world. That everything is a Jason Bourne fucking movie. It's not really the way things work. In their mind, it does. They should be locked up, most of these guys. They're not stable. They're not. That's how they climb the ranks in the military. They're fucked up people. I don't know if the boys have this today, but I saw contaminated Pfizer vaccines are now reported in several Japanese cities. That's in addition to the contaminated Moderna vaccines. Several cities in Japan have reported a white-colored floating substance in vials of Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine. White contaminants. Yikes. Of course, the other thing we talked about on Hotwire, or the other problem in Japan with Moderna, what's floating in there? Vaccines. Mental. We're talking about the military. I got mental on my mind. Metal. Metal shavings. They're saying black metal shavings or stainless steel. That's just great, right? Put that in your arm. No wonder. No wonder people are dying. Three people so far died from those contaminated batches in Japan. Of course, those are only the three people the Japanese Ministry of Health are telling us about, I'm sure. It's more than three. They're not telling you what's going on with the other people. And also, I don't know, maybe they're going for the rainbow thing. Maybe they're going for their own pride thing. Moderna. Also, pink substances. So we have pink substances, black substances, stainless steel, and then you throw in Pfizer and you get the white substances. It's a fucking kaleidoscope. Yeah. Congratulations, FDA and other regulatory agencies, including the Japanese. Doing a bang-up job over there at the Japanese Ministry of Health. They've pulled millions of doses off the market, but hey, that's not much consolation to somebody when they die. Thank God that they are finding these strange substances inside the serum just about the time they're cut it loose on kids. That's going to be. You parents out there, they're going to line your kids up. You should just put a helmet on and run through a piece of drywall. Might do you some good, knock some sense into you, because if you were here, I'd hit you in the back of the head with a wiffle ball bat, right in the back of the neck, between the hairline and the shoulders, a little crack in the back of the neck. Say, wake the fuck up. Nothing mean. Just a little, you know, little wrist snap. Pew. Wake up. What's the matter with you? Can't help these people. Well, you know, I mean, to be honest with you, a lot of it comes from parenting them. Their parents, probably not the brightest light bulbs in the house. And then they have, I mean, and let's face it, stupid people have stupid kids, and they usually have stupid grandkids. And so here we are. Bright people are cursed. As someone who's been around, this happens in just about every country, so don't fret. It's not unique to America. China Grove. Yeah, thanks a lot. Hey, Biden, what are you going to do about China? Look what they've done to the country. Look what they've done to the world. Nothing. They don't do anything about it. These fucking elected puppets don't do anything about it. All they do is talk. You got Grandpa Al Lewis up there, Grandpa Munster today, slamming the Secretary of State for killing people and leaving people behind. And there's no, oh, like, I'm waiting for the finish, right? This is like the high school principal yelling at you. This is going to go on your permanent record. This is insubordination. Now get out of here and go back to class. Oh, okay. I can go back to class. I need a drink.
Jing-a-dee-jing, it's Dominic the Donkey. Jing-a-dee-jing, the Italian Christmas donkey. La 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 la. Santa's got a little friend, his name is Dominic, the cutest little donkey, you'll never see him kick. When Santa visits his paisans with Dominic, he'll be, because the reindeer cannot climb the hills of Italy. Hey, jing-a-dee-jing, it's Dominic the donkey. Jing-a-dee-jing, the Italian Christmas donkey. La, 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 la. Jingle bells around his feet and presents on the sled. Hey, look at the Mayor's Derby.
Turn that song off, Payne, you son of a bitch. No one makes fun of the mob boss. It's another perfect example. The song came on. The playlist is taken over again. I have no control. It's possessed. Linda Blair is on the soundboard today. This guy gets away with everything. He wiped out 30,000, maybe more now we're hearing. Maybe more than 30,000 people. Seniors in New York, this guy wiped out. And long tear. Fuck is the matter with me? Long tear. I'm trying to make a decision. Do we save this for the blooper reel or I just fucking roll? I think we'll just roll. Long fucking term. Long term. Care facilities and nursing homes, not long tear. He was on a long tear before they tossed him to the side of the road and said, hey, psychopath, you killed enough people, you made enough money, get the fuck out. Anyway, perfect example. Why didn't they do anything to him? He's just nothing happens to these people. It's a racket. I try to tell you guys this. You're out there thinking that something's going to change. Nothing is going to change.